is a commutation hearing for Joseph Burns. Sorry. Commutation hearing for Joseph Burns, ABC number 286847. This is an incident that occurred on March 14th, 2013, in which it's a complicated incident, but Mr. Burns had previously stolen and was driving a Ford Raptor pickup, and police had been warned that he may be armed. So they were able to plant the GPS device on the vehicle and tracked it to a location in Queen Creek. There's a lengthy description of the incident, but essentially he was hemmed in essentially by other police vehicles, a vehicle to the front, and another vehicle to his rear. Although he was completely hemmed in, he still looked into his rearview mirror and accelerated, striking the vehicle behind him. The officer who was driving that vehicle was outside the vehicle and wasn't struck, though he was in close proximity. The inmate then accelerated forward, striking the vehicle in the front. And again, luckily the officer was outside the vehicle, but he was struck by the open driver door of the vehicle. The inmate admits his actions were reckless. A third officer then, driving an unmarked vehicle, rammed the passenger side of the stolen truck, causing it to rotate 180 degrees and come to rest on a parking lot island. Eventually, due to continued accelerating, spinning the tires, causing the vehicle to move around a little bit, the three detectives fired a total of 11 shots at the inmate, striking him once in the left armpit area. He was flown to a trauma center and has still has injuries. The bullet evidently is still in him and needs to be removed. In the car that he had stolen, the stolen Ford Raptor, police located heroin, methamphetamine, small baggies, and four handguns. So as a result of this incident, Mr. Burns was sentenced to 12 years. He received two counts of aggravated assault, and they're running concurrent, and for each of those he received 12 years. And that was via plea agreement. The minimum sentence was 7 years. The presumptive was 10 and a half, and the maximum was 21 years. So he received 12, a slightly aggravated sentence. His earned release credit date is July 6, 2023. His community supervision begin date would be May 31st, 23, with a community supervision end date of March 12, 2025. In his commutation application, he has requested a 3.5 year reduction of sentence, which would give him a revised absolute release date of June 9, 2020. He has no former parole board history, and it should be noted he has 6 support letters received with his application. Since this is an offense that occurred after January 1st of 1994, we would consider also his criminal history, which dates back to 2001, including a burglary in 2002, a burglary first degree for which he received probation, numerous other charges, many of which were not filed, but possession of drug paraphernalia, many burglaries, disorderly conduct, and theft. As far as his disciplinary record while he's been incarcerated, he's received 5 majors, the most recent of which occurred on November 8th of 2017 for drugs. He has completed some programming while incarcerated, 4 parenting classes, some anger management, and some cognitive skills classes. Based on the totality of the incident that involved him ramming police vehicles with his vehicle in an attempt to escape, despite being told that these were police officers. I do not see that a sentence of 12 years is excessive. He does have those sentences running concurrent, so it's not a 24-year sentence, which he could have received. It is a 12-year sentence. So I do not see these sentences as being excessive, but I'd be willing to listen to any input from my fellow board members.
I agree.
Thank you. Then I'm going to make a motion not to pass Mr. Joseph Burns, ADC number 286847, not to pass his commutation phase one application to phase two.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
And that concludes this hearing.